I just have a really short message tonight, but something that God laid on my heart, and I want to talk about the finger of God, and how many times the Bible mentions that the finger of God wrote on something in the Bible, and it mentions it three times, and each time it mentions it, it means something different. So how many of you know all three times? You know one time? Okay. No two? All right, there are three. Let's look at the first one, and you can follow along if you want. First one is in Exodus chapter 31 and verse 18. Exodus chapter 31, verse 18. God had just delivered the Israelites from Egypt, and just led them through the Red Sea. We all know that. The Israelites got across. Pharaoh and his army only got partway across, and God let the waters roll back on them. Now here's a country that's living with no rules and no laws. So God takes Moses up onto Mount Sinai, and he gives them the laws and the Ten Commandments and also a lot of other laws like how big the ark should be and what clothes the priest should wear. And Exodus 31:18 says, "And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God." So number one, God's finger wrote the commandments. And God wrote the commands, and we are to abide by them. It's God's law. And the second time it mentions it, it's in Daniel chapter 5 and verse 5. If you want to turn there. The king of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar, went into Israel and captured many young Israelite men. And he wanted to train them to be his wise men in Babylon. And he also stole a lot of vessels, priceless treasures from the temple. And they were sanctified, they were holy, they were only to be used in the temple. And his son, King Belshazzar, came to reign. And one day he was having a feast for himself. And he said, "Hey, let's go get the vessels that my father stole, and I'm going to eat off the golden plates and the silver spoons and drink out of a golden cup." And in his feast, he began to worship the gods of gold and the gods of silver. And he broke God's commandment. It says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And he began to worship other gods. And Daniel 5:5 says, "In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote." King Belshazzar broke the commandment, and he had to pay. God wrote on the wall, and they called in Daniel to interpret what it meant because it was written in Hebrew. None of them knew what it meant. And Daniel told them, "King, it says that you've been weighed in God's balance and you've been found wanting. Because you've broken God's law, you're going to have to pay." And that night, King Belshazzar was killed. When we break God's law, there are judgments. Adam and Eve broke God's law. God told them not to eat of the only tree in the garden, the midst of the tree that they couldn't eat. And they did. When we break God's law, there are commandments. But thankfully, he also forgives us. The last time it mentions God's finger writing on something is in John chapter 8 and verse 6. John chapter 8, verse 6. "This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not." The scribes and Pharisees did not like Jesus, and they wanted to get rid of him. And they tried to come up with a whole bunch of things to try to accuse him. And one day they brought him a woman. They said, "Jesus, we caught this woman committing adultery. Now God wrote the law, and he said, you shall not commit adultery. And he also said, if they do, that they are to be stoned to death." And Jesus knelt down and started writing on the ground like he didn't hear them. And they kept pestering him and said, "Come on, Jesus, you know we're right." And after a while, he stood up and said, "He that is without sin among you, he can cast the first stone at her." Now, the scribes and Pharisees, they were religious people. They were, of all the people in Israel, you think that one of them would be at least worthy enough to cast the first stone at her. But they all turned around and they walked away from the oldest until the youngest. And Jesus looked up at the woman. He says, "Woman, where's your accusers?" And she said, and he says, "Has no man condemned you?" She said, "No man, Lord." And he said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." So God's finger wrote the commandments. God's finger wrote the judgments for when we break the commandments. And God's finger also wrote forgiveness. And I'm thankful for that he did. I know that I'm a sinner. We're all sinners that are saved by grace. And if you haven't asked Christ to come into your heart, I really encourage you to do that. I know that he's forgiven me of a lot of things. And I remember when I was 5 years old, I gave my heart to the Lord, and I haven't been sorry since.